Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to work our way through the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 is our passage today. I'm going to read it and make some comments. God has made everything beautiful in its time, Solomon wrote. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Powerful verse with three truths to consider. Let's take them one by one. Here's the first one. Solomon said, God made everything beautiful in its time. Have you ever watched a great artist paint a picture? The initial brush strokes may look out of place. The canvas appears a bit chaotic. But then the colors and the strokes and the images start coming together to form this beautiful masterpiece. Well, Paul tells the Ephesians that every believer is God's work of art, his masterpiece, Ephesians 2:10. In God's perfect plan and in God's perfect way, everything becomes beautiful in its time. So hang in there. God's not finished with you yet. A second truth we see in this passage is God has put eternity in our hearts. In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis writes about man's longing and desires. And he says this, he says, the longings which arise in us when we first fall in love, or first think about a trip to a foreign country, or first take up some subject that excites us, all these are longings which no marriage or travel, no learning can really satisfy. Lewis says, I'm not speaking of what would be called unsuccessful marriages or bad holidays or learned careers. I'm speaking of the best possible ones. And then Lewis makes this profound statement. He says, listen to this. If I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. I'm going to read that again. C.S. Lewis, if I find myself in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world. God has made us for another world. He put eternity in our hearts. And one day, with Jesus, our hearts will be fully satisfied. Here's a third truth in our passage today. Man cannot understand what God has done from the beginning to the end. True wisdom is coming to grips with the reality that we don't know everything, that we can't know everything. One writer says that we were not built to understand the big picture precisely because we live in time and God does not. If we could see the end from the beginning and understand how a billion lives and 1,000 generations and unspeakable sorrows and untold joys are all woven together into a tapestry of perfect beauty, then we would be God. And we're not God, are we? We are not the all-wise God. There is only one, and we can always trust in him. Father, thank you for your perfect wisdom and your eternal being. May we always trust you, even when we don't understand. You have put eternity in our hearts, and one day that deep longing will finally be satisfied, because you do make all things beautiful in your time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.